Perhaps you could start off by just telling us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I'm David Dunn. I'm a senior at Macomb High School. I'll be attending Western Illinois University in the fall to major in economics. I've lived here for the past 5 years, and I felt like I'd like to help give back to the community by running for the city council.
Could you be a little more specific about why you're running for the city council? Help the city how?
Well, specifically, I think our property tax burden is too high. And McDonough County, altogether, when you look at our property tax burden per capita, has some of the highest taxes in the state of Illinois. And property taxes specifically, they hurt senior citizens, businesses, and college students looking to pay for their rent. So I think absolutely property taxes are my main concern.
Where have you seen that the property taxes are among the highest in the state? I mean, do you have a particular source where you saw that?
No, I do not. It's just something I've read before. I don't have a specific source to give you, though.
So what could you as alderman do to perhaps lower property taxes?
Well, I think just recently the city council voted to raise property taxes. And I think what we should be looking at is to make a revenue neutral way to shift our tax burden from property taxes and look at a consumption-based tax such as a liquor tax, which has been floated by previous candidates for the city council.
Do you think that would make up for a property tax? If you reduce property taxes, could you raise enough through a liquor tax?
Well, I think absolutely. And we live in a college town. I don't think we're going to see a decrease in demand for liquor anytime soon. So
the city is just a small portion of the property tax bill, and easily the largest is the school district. So do you think just reducing the city's portion of the property tax would have much of an impact for homeowners?
Well, I think it would have an impact. Obviously, not as much as an impact as if the school district did it. But I believe to the taxpayer, especially in this economy, every little bit helps. So every little bit the city can help to reduce its burden will help the taxpayers out.
You may have already answered this, but what do you consider to be the biggest challenge facing the city?
Our biggest challenge, I would say, would be economic development. We, as a city, need to look at innovative ways to make us more competitive, and that includes property taxes, which, as I've already stated, is a key concern of mine.
How would you go about trying to create economic development in Macomb?
Well, the city council has been looking into hiring a consultant to consult the city on how to improve downtown development, and that's something I'm fully supportive of.
Well, you bring up the downtown. The city is going to be, in a couple years at least, working on the streets around the square. What all would you like to see included in that project? Would you like to see more than just a repaving of the streets?
Well, I think we need to look at where we're going to get our most bang for our buck, because obviously street repairs are not going to be as expensive as fully redoing entire streets, but I think infrastructure-wise, streets should be the main concern.
Do you have a vision, though, for the square? Maybe wider sidewalks or some more trees? Is there a change you would like to see to the square while this street project is also being undertaken?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to see more beautification of the square, make it truly the center of Macomb's downtown commerce.
Are there particular types of businesses you would like to see brought into the square beyond what's already there?
Well, we, of course, have a great restaurant atmosphere on the square. I'd love to see more retail specifically.
Any thoughts on what type of retail or how you go about attracting retailers to the downtown?
Well, I think one thing our mayor has done a very good job of is being the chief cheerleader for the city. He, a few years ago, brought in the movie theater that's down next to Kmart. I think that's something both the mayor and the alderman can continue to do to help bring new business to the square.
I mentioned the street repair project for the square, and that's just part of a major street repair project the city's going to be undertaking. What do you think of that repair project?
I think it's absolutely necessary to make sure our downtown square is competitive in the area.
But what about that's just part of the street repair project. There's other streets that are going to be repaired. The city's issuing $7.5 million in bonds to pay for the work. What do you think of that overall project?
I support improving infrastructure. I think bonds at this time are the way to go. A few years ago, we already raised the sales tax to help fund road improvements. So I think bonds are the right idea.
Someone I know who's fairly new to town told me that there seems to be a lack of curbs and sidewalks in Macomb, which makes the town look run down. How do you respond to that?
A lack of curbs and sidewalks? I personally don't think that makes the city look run down. Of course, I'm not an expert on architecture of streets or anything, but I mean, if that's a prop, like I said, bringing in the consultants to help develop the town's image, if that's something they'd suggest, I think that's something we could look into.
Some of the housing stock looks run down, too. Is there anything the city could do about that?
I don't believe so. But again, I think that's something we could look into.
What more would you like to see the city do to bring more jobs here?
Well, I think one thing in particular, obviously the largest employer here is Western Illinois University. In any way we can improve our relationship between the city and the university is key.
So what do you think of the relationship between the university and the city? Is it good right now, or does it need to be strengthened somehow?
I think it's pretty healthy at the moment. Recently, we got a new mayor and a new president of the university, so we had a real reset there. I think the dynamic between those two leaders is good. Of course, there's always more we can do, and I think one of the things I can bring to the table is being someone who's been raised in the town, but who will also be a student at the university, so I bring the best of those two worlds.
Yeah, what advantage is there to that perspective? What exactly do you think you bring to the table?
Well, having been raised in Macomb, there's certain complaints among townspeople, the usual complaints that any college town will have, with, you know, public drunkenness, littering. And as well as being a student, next year I'll be able to see the perspective of the student body. So both of those perspectives will be part of my worldview.
What do you think the town can do about perhaps the public drunkenness or the litter that results from people drinking?
I believe communication would be the best alternative, the best solution to that problem, making sure college students are aware of the town's concerns, perhaps placing more garbage cans around the paths, obviously, from the bars to the campus could dramatically reduce littering.
I think you said you moved here 5 years ago?
2008, yes.
Yeah. Well, where did you live before that?
Pekin, Illinois.
All right. What were your impressions of Macomb when you moved here?
Well, my immediate impression was it's a great community. It's very closely knit. The education here with Macomb Public Schools is great, and it provided job opportunities for my parents, which was important.
Why should someone vote for you?
Well, I think I can bring a fresh perspective, an innovative view to the city council. As I said, I'd like to try some innovative solutions, particularly with our tax burden, that haven't really been looked at under our current city council.
Can you give me an idea of one of those creative tax solutions?
Well, like I said, moving our tax burden from a property tax more to a consumption-based tax like a possible liquor tax.
Any thoughts on why the liquor tax has not gone through in the past?
The only reason I can imagine, seeing as it has been floated by previous candidates for the city council, is a lack of desire to reduce property taxes.
Do you think between your classes and other, activities with being a college student, you'll have time to serve as alderman?
Oh, absolutely. In high school, I've learned a lot about time management. I've dealt with being a student as well as being in extracurriculars and having a job. So I think absolutely I'll be able to manage my time.
All right, that should do it. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.